Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hello, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Robert Brannigan, a urologist at Northwestern Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Brannigan. It's good to have you here today.
Hi, Robin. Nice to be here with you today.
Let's talk about infertility because that affects millions of people worldwide. And studies show that in up to half of couples, male infertility plays at least a partial role. So, Dr. Brannigan, can you explain what male infertility is and why it's important to raise awareness of this issue?
Yeah. So, infertility overall affects about 15% of couples. And as you mentioned, there's a male factor involved in about half of those couples. And infertility traditionally has been defined as a couple's inability to conceive a pregnancy within a year. That definition has been recently changed a little bit to point out that if the female partner is over 35 years of age, then if the couple's been trying for 6 months and haven't conceived, they would be considered to have fertility issues as well.
I see. Okay. So do we know what causes male infertility?
Yeah. So male infertility can have a number of different causes, and that's why it's so important for a male to have his own evaluation. So there can be congenital or inherited causes. There can be chromosomal issues where there are extra chromosomes or missing chromosomes. Also, there can be issues at the level of a gene where a gene may be missing or may be improperly developed, and that can lead to issues with proteins not being produced properly, and that can in turn lead to issues with sperm production. There are literally thousands and thousands of proteins involved in sperm production, and one small genetic change can lead to a change in proteins that in the end can lead to male infertility.
Well, if you're just now joining us, I want to welcome you. Beautiful timing. You're joining us for Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Hi there, I'm Robin Rock, and joining me today is Dr. Robert Brannigan. Dr. Brannigan, so as we talk about infertility, I'm just wondering if there are any risk factors that listeners should be aware of?
Certainly a number of risk factors. Certainly anatomical issues can be a factor. We talked a little bit about genetic changes that can cause male infertility. About 20% of men have a condition called varicose seals, and those are abnormally dilated veins in the scrotal area. And those veins can overheat the scrotum, and that in turn can disrupt sperm production. So that's a big risk factor and something that we look for in our male patients who are presenting to us for an evaluation. Also, use of certain substances, so excessive use of tobacco, alcohol, marijuana, all these things have been shown very clearly in the literature to have an adverse effect on male infertility. And so we counsel our men who are trying to conceive to stop using these substances, especially marijuana and tobacco, for at least 3 months before their efforts to begin conception.
Okay, so let's talk about treatment options. What's available at Northwestern Medicine?
So Northwestern Medicine, certainly we do a thorough evaluation of the male, and very often we'll find issues that we can optimize medically or surgically. For example, about 20% of the men that we see have low testosterone levels, and we can use medicines to help those patients increase their testosterone production, and that in turn can often help to restore sperm production. Sometimes patients can have anatomical issues, like we talked about, those dilated veins, those varicose seals. Those are veins that we can often correct surgically, and that can help to improve the environment in the scrotum for sperm production. Sometimes men are very severely affected and will actually have no sperm production at all. We call that azoospermia. And in those men, about half the time, we can find sperm in the testicle by doing a microsurgical procedure called a microtussy. And that sperm then can be used through in vitro fertilization, IVF, to help couples conceive.
So Dr. Brannigan, let's talk about your primary focus of your research at Northwestern Medicine. That's fertility preservation, especially for male patients facing cancer. Can you tell us more about your work and the work that your team is doing?
Yeah, so about half of men will face a cancer diagnosis in the course of their lifetime. And this is obviously a very devastating issue for these patients. The good news is if we look at men of reproductive age, men up into from the teenage years to their early 40s, about 75% of those patients will survive beyond 5 years. So most of these men are going to survive their cancer, and most are going to want to have children, we know from a number of studies. And so it's an unfortunate side effect of cancer treatments that they can often cause permanent and irreversible infertility. So our work is really focused on increasing access to fertility preservation care. In other words, helping men to be able to bank sperm before their cancer treatment to secure that fertility for down the road when they want to have children after they're cured of cancer. A particularly vulnerable group are teenage boys that are affected by cancer. They're every bit as susceptible to the effects of cancer treatments as a regular mature adult. And so we really have targeted a lot of our recent work in increasing the access to care for these adolescents to be able to preserve their fertility before getting these sterilizing cancer treatments.
Important information, and I'm so grateful for your time today, Dr. Robert Brannigan with Northwestern Medicine. We appreciate everything that you do. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.